Louis Agassiz dismissed it as poor conjecture. Even Lyell concluded gloomily, Darwin goes too far. T.H. Huxley disliked Darwin's insistence on huge amounts of geological time, because he was a saltationist, which is to say, a believer in the idea that evolutionary changes happen not gradually, but suddenly. Saltationists, the word comes from the Latin for leap, couldn't accept that complicated organs could ever emerge in slow stages. What good, after all, is one-tenth of a wing, or half an eye? Such organs, they thought, only made sense if they appeared in a finished state. The belief was surprising in as radical a spirit as Huxley, because it closely recalled a very conservative religious notion first put forward by the English theologian William Paley in 1802, and known as argument from design. Paley contended that if you found a pocket watch on the ground, even if you had never seen such a thing before, you would instantly perceive that it had been made by an intelligent entity. So it was, he believed, with nature. Its complexity was proof of its design. The notion was a powerful one in the 19th century, and it gave Darwin trouble too. The eye to this day gives me a cold shudder, he acknowledged in a letter to a friend. In The Origin, he conceded that it seems, I freely confess, absurd in the highest possible degree that natural selection could produce such an instrument in gradual steps.